This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've got a lot of headlines, a lot to talk about. I know many of you are concerned about the silent bullet that is apparently killing Vietnam vets recently. And we're going to talk about that. We don't want any of you freaked out if you did serve in Vietnam, but we'll put some clarity to that. Looks like Kevin Spacey is being investigated by London police. We're going to talk to you about that. A lot of new developments in sexual harassment allegations. But it's Thanksgiving. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Day! I know. Happy Thanksgiving may kind of be an oxymoron. I get. It's a very, very stressful time. Apparently with travel, we're being told that this is the first time in over 12 years that AAA is projecting probably the highest number of travelers since the year 2005. They say AAA is projecting 50.9 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more away from home this Thanksgiving. And that is a 3.3% increase over last year and the highest Thanksgiving travel volume since 2005. Of course, the economy is better. Gas prices in California, though, are through the roof. Don't they have this extra 13-cent gas tax now? All I know is I was in California last weekend, and oh my gosh, it was like $3.30 a gallon. I mean, we haven't seen those prices since 2009, 2010. So I'm not sure what the hell is going on there, but it's scary stuff. And I'm going to be going with my husband and the kids and family to Arrowhead. So that's going to be nice. But we're not going to go when everybody else is driving. We're going when, you know, we think the streets are going to be kind of a little bit more clear. And so, you know, hopefully we'll be able to drive, you know, the speed limit. I cannot stand having to drive bumper to bumper. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so for those of you that come out to Vegas from L.A. or from a variety of places nearby, people want to go to Vegas at the start of a weekend and then they leave Vegas at the end of the weekend. And the going to and the leaving is not fun. It's bumper to bumper sometimes. And for me, I live in Vegas, so I am leaving Vegas early, and then I'm coming back, so I get to luckily bypass traffic. Now, many of you guys sit there and listen to my show. Thank you for doing that. Day. Some of you guys turn off the show. Not so good. Bad voice. Don't be turning off my show. But anyway, and girls, and so it's going to be triple fold as people are trying to get out of Dodge. And the funny thing is a lot of people, they really don't even want to go to the family. I mean, you're in a hurry to go nowhere, so to speak. But be careful. So economy's better. They say labor market generating rising incomes, higher consumer confidence. It's supposed to be a strong year for the travel industry. Say an estimated 28.5 million passengers are expected to travel on U.S. airlines during the 12-day Thanksgiving air travel period. 12 days. I think what they're talking about is like some people go the weekend before, maybe. I don't know, 12 days. To me, Thanksgiving's 4 days, but oh well. And there's going to be longer lines at the airport, they say. All electronics are going to get screened. They say in an effort to strengthen screening procedures for carry-ons, because unfortunately this is the time of year that, you know, terrorists want to wreak havoc. TSA is requiring travelers going through the standard non-TSA pre-check to remove all electronics larger than a cell phone from the carry-on bags, put those items in the bin, so any of your readers, electronic readers, and your iPads and all that stuff have to get screened. Laptops, real pain in the butt. You know, I don't know how they decide pre-check. It's very interesting. My son, the older son, always gets pre-check. or my younger son does. So they split up the family. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's he going to do? Is he going to hit on the agent? What's he going to hit? I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are they going to do? And, you know, when you the TSA pre-check, they're like, it's almost like a VIP, you know, at a movie premiere. They get to go one entrance and you have to go another. And I see them go through this VIP entrance and they look at me like they're going to do some talkies. They're going to, you know, have a little chutzpah and, beat us to the punch and, act like their poop doesn't stink. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there in an hour long line trying to get through the security. And then I'm like, okay, what's going to happen to them? But anyway, there's going to be an all electronics policy tested. So it's going to be slow, a lot of congestion. Just hang in there. This unfortunately could be a issue if, like, let's say you want to bring a weapon. Okay? You know, a lot of people like to, you know, carry or have a knife or have something. Expect there to be very, very heavy screening for that. Apparently, there were some undercover tests that showed TSA screeners failed to detect a high number of weapons. So as of October 31st, TSA had found 3,600 firearms in passengers' carry-on bags. Now, that number already exceeds a record-setting number of 3,300 firearms found in 2016. And that's the whole year. So that means as of October 31, 3,600 firearms, and the year isn't even finished. So, and then another 90 were found first week of November. So they're going to be extra vigilant because, you know, they're going to think that people are going to want to kind of sneak their, if you conceal carry, that's something that you live with. It's something that you, you know, take with you all the time. You go to bed with your gun. You go to, I get that. But, some people will pack and either forget that it's there or go, you know what? No one's going to notice. They will notice in the carry on. There are ways to travel securely with guns in your, suitcases. Okay. It has to be in a locked, it has to be kind of in a locked case, et cetera. And, you do have to make sure that the agent is aware, not the TSA agent, but when you checking your bags, that they're aware, they may inspect, that kind of thing. But if you're traveling to a place like, I guess, maybe California or Chicago, I don't even think you're allowed to even bring the gun. Anyway. All right, so Thanksgiving dinner is going to be very caloric. And so they want us to prepare everybody for the amount of calories that you're going to eat. And they think you may average 4,500 calories. Plus, and this always insults me, there's going to be all these articles on how to cook your turkey dinner. Are you kidding me? There's bigger fish to fry. But don't go away. I want to get you guys prepared for your gobble day. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the media think we're idiots. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Every time you hear these stories or you see these political headlines or you are given advice for Thanksgiving, it's like we're stupid. So apparently there's an article telling us how to cook our turkey. Now, I do appreciate the education, but I get a little insulted by that. You know, tell me something I don't know. Right? I mean, I know how to cook turkey. But just in case there are some people who have never done that and are, very new, let me just give you some quick advice, okay? Do have a way to cook a medical turkey. I usually play that. It's my Thanksgiving YouTube video, if you guys can find it. I'm not going to play it this year because I think you guys have heard it, like, so many times and you're sick of it. But basically, you got to buy a turkey, and you have to figure on buying about 1 pound per person. Alright, more if you want plenty of leftovers. And if you're buying the turkey frozen, you gotta thaw it. You cannot roast a frozen bird. I can't say how many times I'm hungry, and I'm like, well, the oven is gonna be hot, so it'll defrost faster. No, because then the food doesn't cook evenly, so it's not a smart move. Okay? If on game day, all right, and Thanksgiving Day it's still frozen, they say run the turkey under cool running water until it is completely thaw, not hot water. Then on Thanksgiving, you put the bird in the pan. You got to remove the neck and the little giblets back from the turkey. Yeah, you know, you think when you buy a turkey, you know, that it, you know, you just hunted it, and now here it is, you know, all raw, and, you know, you're like back in the colonial days getting ready to eat your turkey, and no, there's like a plastic bag inside, and things all wrapped up, and I don't know what the heck. So apparently, you gotta remove that bag. Okay, I have cooked a turkey with the bag in it because I didn't realize it was, I wasn't gonna shove my hand into a dead raw turkey. Well, I didn't know. Okay, you do not have to wash the bird. In fact, we don't want you to wash the bird, because if you do wash the turkey, then salmonella splatters all over the kitchen. But you do need to wash your hands and any tool or surface that does come into contact with the turkey. Remember, salmonella is bad, and the last thing you want to do is get everybody sick at the house. Okay, and then you got to, like, season. Now, they suggest to rub salt and pepper both inside and out, maybe put some chopped herbs. You know, my sister likes to put butter on it. Me, I like French onion soup. I will make I'll take that French onion soup powder, make it highly concentrated, and put that on there. I will also throw apples because I think fruit and poultry taste good, so I'll cook some apples with it. I'll throw a bunch of onions, and then if I feel like putting alcohol in there, depending on what I'm drinking, you know, mojito, margarita, whatever, I'll probably throw a little bit beer-based turkey, yum. So I throw a little alcohol on mine because, again, I mean, you got to deal with the family. I might as well, why be sober? Anyway, and then they say you have to trust the turkey. Now, I guess not trust it. I mean, I trust it's not going to move, but they say trust. Trust, I'm not really sure what that means, but I think it's where you have to, like, make it look like it has, you got to put the legs together because it sits there and looks like, okay, you know what? You guys have to hear my, I got to give you my Thanksgiving thing. All right, hold on a second. I got to pull this up, and then I'll have Manny get it ready. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, because honestly, these Thanksgiving turkeys, they're not very, ladylike. Okay, so you gotta tie the legs together, cause you got kids around, you know, and you really don't wanna, it looks like I'm gonna have a pap smear. Anyway. So, they say then place it on a rack inside the roasting pan. Be sure the bird is breast side up in the pan. Alright? And then stuffing. Alright, now according to LA Times, you can stuff it with whatever you want. Okay, but you gotta make sure that even the stuffing reaches a safe temperature of 165 degrees. You have got to make sure that turkey cooks 165 degrees or it's not safe to eat. You gotta heat your oven to about 425 degrees. You can baste the bird with melted butter if you want, or put maple syrup or mustard or juice, whatever. And then you cook the bird for 15 to 20 minutes to give it some color. And then, so you kinda roast it, and then you lower the degrees from 425 to 325. You continue roasting the turkey, basting it every half hour or so with butter or pan juices until a thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the thigh meat reaches 165 degrees. So you got to check the thigh. As with, you know, like me, my thigh is like the meatiest, thickest part of my body. If I'm going to stick a thermometer in there to find out where, that's why I never understand why my temperature is taken by my mouth. Okay, my mouth is always open. I'm always drinking some tea or some cold beverage. I mean, if you really want to get my core deep, deep temperature, I would do my thigh. I can't stand rectal thermometers. I think those are ridiculous. Use pinch. You could break the sucker and get mercury all over the place. Oh, remember when we had to use rectal thermometers on our babies? Oh, my gosh. The kids freak out that there's something in their butt. They start to clench, and you're afraid they're going to crack the glass thermometer, and mercury's going to get all over the place. You don't want a mercury poison your kid's tushy. But it happens. All right, so then you continue roasting the turkey. You got to baste it every half hour with the butter or the pan juices. Again, watch that thigh meat to 165 degrees. And then total roasting time is going to depend on the size of the bird. Now, they say 2.5 to 3 hours for every 8 to 12-pound bird to 4 to 5 hours for an 8 to 20-pound bird. Use a digital thermometer with a probe, okay, so you can keep track. A digital thermometer is kind of nice for those of us that don't know how to read regular analog type stuff. All right, so that's a lot of hours, 8 to 12-pound bird. Okay, and remember, you want to buy about a pound per person. Okay, you want to buy about a pound per person. So, unless, you know, mother-in-law eats a hell of a lot more than maybe 5 pounds a person. If you want leftovers, buy a bigger bird. Okay, then you got to rest the bird. The bird has to rest. So apparently, after it cooks, I guess the proteins, as they cool down, as turkey protein cools down, you start to get a little bit more firmness. Then you could get a better carve on it, okay? If you don't know, if you're not very good at your carving skills, parade the bird out to the guests and go, look, everybody, here's the turkey. You see what I did? You see what I do? Everyone's like, yay, good job, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I make my family call me Dr. Dahlia. Then you could carve, slice, hack the bird any way you like. And that's really nice. That's from Noelle Carter. Very, very cool. Now, so how do you burn off the 4,500 calories? They think that you're going to eat that much, 230 grams of fat, about 3 sticks worth of butter, according to the calorie Control Council. It's a trade group that studies Thanksgiving gluttony. And they estimate, based on appetizers and side dishes, that you could easily hit the 3,000 mark, all right, maybe even more. Now, I got to tell you something. Thanksgiving dinner isn't that fattening. For those of you thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I need to diet, the last thing I need to do, I mean, think about it. White meat turkey, it's not red meat. I mean, sweet potato, as long as you aren't eating the marshmallows, not too bad. Green bean casserole, you could get away with not eating a lot of crap. Pumpkin pie, I can't stand the taste of pumpkin pie, so I'm skipping dessert. Honestly, what I usually eat, I don't even like white meat turkey. I like dark meat. I'll eat dark meat, but other than that, I really don't like, I'm not a big fan of Thanksgiving meals. Give me a steak, and nobody ever serves a steak. And so I usually fill up on the bread. I'll eat the bread and butter a lot. And so I don't think we're going to get too fat. Now, the alcohol, that'll do it. So you got to be careful with that. And they say, let me see, it would take you to jog about 5 hours, 4.5 hours of jumping rope to burn that off. Oh, don't you hate when they give you these? All right. If you add red wine plus a cup of apple cider, that could add 240 calories. That's going to take 48 minutes on a bicycle to burn off. If you add a third cup of cranberry sauce and a couple small whole wheat rolls and a half a cup of sweet potato casserole, that's another 485 calories. They say swim at an hour of laps. Now, remember I told you guys that you're going to want to plan on how to get away from the family when you start getting sick of them? Maybe this is your out. Did you ever think about that? This could be your out. Okay? You said, look, I got to go swim. Yeah, but it's cold outside, so... 4 ounces of skinless white turkey. See, white turkey to me is so dry tasting and boring that I have to mix the skin with it to make it taste better. But they say 4 ounces of skinless white turkey plus a cup total of stuffing and mashed potatoes comes to 560 calories or an hour and 10 minutes of ice skating. Pumpkin pie and whipped cream, that's another 325 calories. You need to do 40 minutes of aerobics. Let's get physical. Then you got to double all of the above if you go back for seconds. Yeah, here's the thing, guys. Honestly, I think Thanksgiving could be a very, very healthy meal. You eat early, okay? Eat in little bits. Make sure to watch some football because you burn off calories with football. And, have fun. Now, be very, very careful with the oil, all right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's talk about the Uber hack and what's going on with Vietnam vets. What cancer are they getting? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people who served in Vietnam are kind of freaking out about these headlines. And this isn't the first time we've seen these headlines, where Vietnam vets may be at risk for a deadly parasite. They're calling it the silent bullet. And it looks like we've had at least 700 cases of people being affected by cholangiocarcinoma, which is cancer of the bile duct. And that's a nasty one with a not-so-good prognosis. And what they think happened is while our servicemen and women were in the jungles of Vietnam, not a lot of women, but were in the jungles, right, Southeast Asia, they might have picked up a parasite called a liver fluke. from eating raw or undercooked fish or eating vegetables from contaminated water. And it takes years, decades even, for the symptoms to show up. Unfortunately, by the time the symptoms show up, you're in a lot of pain, and the cancer is so far spread that there's not much we could do. So the Department of Veterans Affairs this spring commissioned a small pilot study to look at the link between liver flukes and cancer. I believe the Associated Press last year had found these 700 cases being reported by the VA system over the last 15 years. So the Department of Veterans Affairs said, let's look into this. So what they did is they took 50 blood samples, very small study, and 20% of them came back positive for having the antibodies to this liver fluke. Now, having antibodies means that you were exposed to it. Do you still have the liver fluke? The only way to tell is doing a stool test to see if there's eggs. But if you were exposed, and these flukes are pretty smart, you know, buggers, that could be very frightening. And Jerry Wiggins served in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969. He agreed to take part in the study. He didn't have any symptoms. Okay, he's 69 years old, and he says he's lost friends to the disease. So he's like, yeah, what the heck, I'll do it. And to his surprise, liver fluke antibodies were detected in him. He said, I was in a state of shock. I didn't think it would be me. Then further tests showed that he had two cysts in his bile duct that would develop into cancer. They were removed, and right now Mr. Wiggins is doing well. So anybody who has tested positive, apparently this was done at Seoul National University in South Korea. Sung Tae-hong was the tropical medicine specialist who carried out the test. And anyone who tested positive for the antibodies have been notified, according to Northport VA Medical Center. And and then either they will be screened for stool parasites, seeing if eggs have been passed, or they may just actually be treated, or they'll get their liver and gallbladder and duct scanned. Now, I have this written on my website and on my Facebook and Twitter, so you can take a look and see the anatomy and what we're talking about. And I also have a picture of what the fluke parasite looks like. And it's scary stuff. Now, all right, so there's a lot of different data being circulated, okay, on how common this is. So first, let's just talk about what a liver fluke is. The most common liver flukes are the fasciola ones. You got fasciola hepatica and fasciola gigantica, and they cause fasciolysis. These may not necessarily be the culprit with the cancer, okay, but they could cause a pretty severe disease, or you might not notice any disease at all right? But the liver flukes that are associated with bile duct cancer include the Opisthorkis viverni, Opisthorkis felinus, and the Clonorchis sinensis. That's according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. So what happens is you ingest the fluke. They call it a fluke. It's a fluke for you to get it, honestly. But you ingest this fluke, so it goes into your GI system, and it's like a worm, kind of. And this parasite, I mean, I don't want to say it looks like a worm. If you look at it, it looks like a slipper. But basically, these flukes are kind of, by worm, meaning they will burrow, they will travel and burrow, they'll move. So the bile duct connects to your intestine because it has to drip bile that your gallbladder squeezes out, that your liver produces and secretes to help emulsify and help digest food and fats. So after this liver fluke survives the stomach acid, and boy are these flukes pretty resilient, when they get into the intestine, they could find the little opening that allows them to then travel up the bile duct, and that's where they make their home. And they cause irritation, and this irritation and scarring later changes the lining such that it can turn cancerous. Now, according to the Department of VA, they say two parasites are commonly involved. One is the Opisthorkis, which we just talked about. Now, that's found in Southeast Asian countries like Thailand, Laos, People's Democratic Republic, Vietnam, and Cambodia. And then the other, the Clonorchis sinensis, is common in rural areas in Korea and China. Apparently, I think one of my Facebook listeners said that his father had served in Korea and had gotten this. So if you eat raw or undercooked fish infected with the parasites, that'll introduce a pathogen. Okay? They say that currently 600 million people could be at risk of being infected with liver flukes. And in 2011, Dr. Lim et al. Wrote, more than 35 million people worldwide are infected. Now, you're going to see in the headlines 25 million, so that number might have been updated in the last few years. But according to this, they say more than 35 million, and I'd rather go for 35 million because how many people don't know they carry it, right? And Dr. Lim also says that there's an exceptionally high incidence of cholangiocarcinoma in Thailand and Korea, which they attribute to the high prevalence of liver fluke. So, you know, let's say you're like, well, I don't eat fish. I eat, you know, cattle or, you know, cow, meat, etc. Well, it can infect cattle, sheep as well. If you like liver, you know, and chop liver and liver pate or whatever, or you just like liver, you could get it because that's where the parasite could be. They say to boil all untreated water, and you need to avoid water that's from a stream where cattle and sheep live. So what are the symptoms of liver flukes? Sometimes you have no idea. Or you could get tired, have abdominal pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, jaundice. Any infection of the liver will start to disrupt your bile movement. And so you'll have hemolysis, and you will have a yellowing of the skin and the yellowing of the whites of your eyes. We call it jaundice. Your skin will be itchy. You could have hives. You could have weight loss. And again, I reviewed all this on my website. You can go to my website and see it, okay? Now, the prognosis of cholangiocarcinoma. Now, I'm not saying every Vietnam vet is going to get this, okay? They're saying right now that in the small study, 20% of the study samples showed positive for exposure. That doesn't necessarily mean 20% of Vietnam vets, you know, veterans will have this. But, and just because you have a liver fluke doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the cancer. But if you do have cholangiocarcinoma, bile duct cancer, the 5-year survival, meaning you'll be alive 5 years after the diagnosis, is only 30%. That's assuming the cancer stays locally. If the cancer spreads to regional lymph nodes, now the 5-year survival drops to 24%. Distant spread of the cancer, the 5-year survival rate is almost nil, 2%. So again, I have pictures for you to take a look. How do we treat this? Depending on which type. For the fasciola, we'll use triclobendazole. We'll use praziquantel for the opus thoracis infections. So, okay, if you are a veteran of Korea or Vietnam, or you ever traveled there and you think you could be at risk, or you have abdominal issues, I don't want you to panic, okay? If, let's say, you have been battling irritable bowel syndrome or battling diarrhea or constipation, there is a very good chance that your doctor or medical provider did something called an ova and parasites on you. And an ova and parasite test will look at your stool to see if you have any parasites. So there's a chance you might have already been screened. If not, and you feel fine, and you're like, honestly, I ate a lot of fish when I was out there, then you could go to your medical provider and ask them to do the test. If Obamacare insurance plans don't cover it, I would pay out of pocket. Okay, it shouldn't be too expensive. And then, of course, you could get your gallbladder and liver image to make sure that there's nothing kooky going on, like no cysts. But I would not panic about this. It's still very rare. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So David Cassidy has died, passed away at the age of 67. We discussed this earlier in the week where the Partridge Family and 70s teen heartthrob David Cassidy, who played Keith Partridge on the Partridge Family, passed away from liver and kidney failure. Joanne Geffen, president and CEO of JAG Entertainment, said in the following statement, David died surrounded by those he loved, with joy in his heart, and free from the pain that had gripped him for so long. Thank you for the abundance and support you have shown him these many years. Now, the 67-year-old had been awaiting a transplant when he fell to multi-organ failure a few days prior. As we discussed, he had admitted to People magazine earlier this year that he had been suffering dementia, had been battling drug and alcohol for years, I believe had a stint of rehab in 2014, had multiple drunk driving offenses, was charged with a hit and run while intoxicated. I don't believe ever served any jail time, but did have to serve probation, did lose his license. And again, he had been open about his addiction, and he, you know, his life was blessed. It was, you know, he was, he had, I guess, every teen's dream, you know, job, and, you know, he got to tour around the world, and, you know, that I Think I Love You, I think that was his song, right? You know, you know, he got to sing, he got to, you know, be on a hit TV show, and he got to be a teen idol, and unfortunately, you know, things didn't continue with him from a career standpoint to, I guess, what he had hoped for. And, you know, when you're in that business, unfortunately, it's very easy to succumb to alcohol and drugs, and he battled with that for decades. And so, you know, may he rest in peace, and it's sad to see that. He was only 67, and that's young. You know, very young. You know, a lot of us, we abuse our bodies. We've talked about that. You know, when that study came out earlier this week saying only 1 in 10 of us eat our fruits and vegetables, you know, people, we got to quit being, you know, idiots when it comes to our body. You know, we only have one life on this earth. I mean, maybe we do get to come back. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to come back and how I'm going to come back, but for now, I'm not going to, you know, count on that. Okay? You know, the Lord may be like, honestly, Dahlia, you really didn't, you know, help people out when you were here. I listened to your show. You know, you're supposed to educate people. All you did was talk about your hemorrhoids. So, nah, you're not going to get a second chance. I don't know. I don't know what God's going to say to me up there. Or if I'm going to get to go up there. And so, you know, if I'm here now and I have this body that I have, you know, yeah, cake tastes yummy. All right, but what's more important? You know, get those vegetables in, get that salad in, get some exercise in, try to avoid the toxins. You know, I mean, alcohol does offer a legal escape. And a lot of people that don't want to drink alcohol have been going to narcotics for their escape. You know, we've been so good about teaching people how to, you know, not drink and how to, you know, not smoke. And instead, people are becoming obese and they're turning to, you know, narcotics or other ways to battle their pain or issues. And just, you know, keep in mind that you only have one body, and whatever you could do, you know, I know New Year's resolutions stink and nobody wants to think about them, but New Year's resolutions stink because you feel guilty about what you haven't done. So as we go into Thanksgiving and Christmas season and holiday season, start getting more vegetables in you, okay? I think you'll feel better about yourself, and vegetables do lift your spirits. Oh, and fish. We got to get more fish, but cooked fish. All right. So there is news that hackers have accessed the personal data of 57 Uber accounts. And now people are freaking out about that. Apparently, we heard that Uber had paid hackers $100,000 to hide the 2016 breach from customers. And the company maintains that individual riders do not need to take any action since Uber has seen no evidence of fraud or misuse tied to the incident. Now, this is being reported by Fortune.com. In a blog post discussing the incident, the company did not indicate that it will contact customers whose accounts were compromised, which is, the typical procedure in such breaches. Instead, Uber said it is monitoring affected accounts and has flagged them for additional fraud protection. Now, the problem is I don't know if I have an Uber account. I may have a Lyft account. Maybe I do have an Uber account. I really don't Uber that much. Although I did Uber Eats. You know how you could Uber food to go? I do have an Uber Eats, so maybe that's an issue. But personal information like your address, like your name, like your birthday, like your credit card, okay? There's no mundane data. They say Uber needs to force a password reset and warn affected users to be on the alert for fake notices from Uber requesting personal info from users. And hackers will do that. So what hackers now do is they, if they have partial data, I get this all the time. All the time I'm being requested by my bank or by PayPal or by Facebook or by my email to log on and give them information about me. And I'm like, why am I logging on through my email? That makes no sense. And so I ignore those. And my email has never been closed down. Do you guys get that too? Your email is about to be closed down. My email has been threatened to be closed down now for years. And when you go to see who sent it, the email address is like, I don't know, MissyB@gmail.com or something like that. You're like, wait a second. Why would Missy B be writing me from an email that doesn't sound very corporate? And sometimes these emails look like Microsoft.com. It's like, ooh, that looks official. So, fine, close my account. I can always get it reopened. Fine, close it. We'll see. And they never close it because it's not real. So, now Uber has, Uber's been dealing with a lot of reputation type issues, okay? Remember founder Travis Kalanick resigned as company's chief executive officer after facing multiple controversies, sexual harassment allegations, and legal disputes with rival firms. According to Bloomberg, Uber's breach occurred back in 2016 when hackers noticed that Uber developers had published code that included their usernames and passwords on a private account on the software repository called GitHub. The hack and resulting cover-up resulted in the ouster of the chief security officer, Joe Sullivan, and another executive. So, they say if Uber is not going to let individual customers know, what do? Well, change your passwords. I mean, again and again. Maybe change your password every few days. Then you got to check your accounts for fraudulent activity. You should be knowing your balances on your Target card, on your gas cards, on your credit cards. Just know your balances. Okay? And then, you know, see if anything else seems to, you know, come up. It stinks. Honestly, our Social Security and birthday aren't private anymore. People have it. People have access. It's stupid. It's you know, it's a shame. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a trauma surgeon, Lee Cook Jung, who has been saving the life of a North Korean soldier who escaped across the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, and was shot multiple times. But Dr. Lee found 10-inch-long parasitic worms in his intestine. Now, he said the patient's not going to die, but he is still in intensive care. And he could be transferred to a general ward as soon as this weekend. Now, the North Korean soldier is now identified and called O, okay, by, you know. He was shot 5 times as he made his escape November 13th. And you could see, you know, there's footage of that. And he was driving a Jeep southward. Then he got stuck in a ditch that forms a border. And then he jumped out and started running for the line. 4th North Korean guards tried to stop him, fired more than 40 rounds at him. One guard briefly crossed the line, violating the armistice agreement that ended the Korean War in 53. He was lying wounded in a pile of leaves against a building on the southern side. You see 3 South Korean soldiers crawl out and drag him to safety. He is alive. But with all the parasites in him, you wonder, you know, what kind of living conditions do they have in North Korea? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.